Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
All right, today we're going to talk a little bit about serving it up. It's your move. Get in the game when it comes to soul winning. First of all, how many of y'all today, you're born again, you receive Jesus? Look at your neighbor and say, I was surprised. Yeah, you're going. You know, I heard an old preacher one time, his name is Evie Hill, and he got, you know, old 70-year-old African-American guy, can't nobody talk like them. They pontificate, and he said, the number one reason I want to go to heaven. I'm like, okay, I'm like 13. I don't want to go to hell. Come on, somebody, isn't that good? Number one reason I don't want to go to heaven is I don't want to go to hell. You know, also, you've heard this. How many of you have heard people say, I'm going to hell, I'm going to sell ice water. No, all my friends are in hell. We're going to have a party. No, you're not. Now, we don't preach a lot about hell because, you know, it's kind of scary, and we don't want to be a hellfire and brimstone kind of guy. But would you trust me if I told you the Lord told me this last week to talk to you a little bit today about reaching people that are far from Jesus, getting in the game, it's your serve, but to also kind of talk just a minute about hell. Hell's a real place. And you can't say, well, I changed my mind. I'm in hell. Have you ever been to a hotel and you're like, I'm checking out of here and I'm checking into another hotel? You can't change it. Once you go there, eternity ad infinitum, something we know seven. We can figure out 70 years, 80 years, maybe 100 years. We got some people on Social Security now that are 160 years old. Come on, somebody. I mean, there's some old, you'll live for a while. But at the same time, we got to say, wait a minute, hang on. Hell is a long time. Now, the Bible says there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. In other words, you want to go up. You don't want to go down. The Bible says a lot about hell. In fact, there's more in the Bible about hell than there is heaven. And people are on their way there today. People that we pass, get in a car accident, something bad happened, or just age or time itself, somebody is going to get your soul when you die. Now, thank God we're going to heaven. That was a close one. Look at your neighbor and say, that was a close one. And knowing you, how many of y'all, you were on the fast pass to hell? Raise your hand. Little liar, you raise your hand again. You're going to go to hell, all right? So we know how to sin. In fact, the Bible said the wages of sin is death. And when it says death, it doesn't just mean like, oh, it brings bad and it brings bad to you. Death, the wages of sin is death. I mean, death is the eternal separation from God. That's death. When your spirit comes out of your body and you go to heaven, you're going to go up there, and guess what? There's no taxes. Come on, somebody. There's no electric bill. Come on. There's no. Your enemies aren't there. This is good. When you get to heaven, you're going to surprise. You're going to be surprised who's there. You're going to be like, Bob, you made it. And then when you get there, you're going to be surprised who's not there. So we have a job to do, and we have to reach people far from Jesus and say, you know what, I'm not going to be afraid to share my faith. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. Now, what I'm not saying is that, hey, coming into Good Friday, coming to Easter, you know, you're going to be weird. You're going to go to Starbucks. You're going to look at somebody and say, if you died today, do you know where you would spend eternity? That's not what I'm looking for you to do. I'm not looking for you to get on a bicycle and put on a white shirt and go to every door for 2 years and ask people to come in. I had a Jehovah's Witness knock at my door the other day, and I said, come in. He came in. I said, what do you want to talk about? He said, I don't know. I've never made it this far, right? You just don't let people in the house. Right? What do you do? So what we do is we share our faith because God said to share it. He said, go ye into all the world. It's your serve. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Now, preaching doesn't mean, I'm telling you right now. That's not that. It's telling your story. You own that story. That's your story. And when you tell your story of how this happened and that happened, and but then, you know, I heard about God and somebody invited me to church. And life begins on Sunday when we invite people that are far from Jesus to church. Because friends, you know this, don't let friends go through hell alone. And friends don't let friends go to hell. And the only way we get to heaven, it's not like, you ever notice at funerals, everybody goes to heaven? And I think that's polite, you know what I mean? It's not like, that dude definitely is in hell today, right? He's there, okay? That's just not cool. But we must be, Jeff. I looked at a couple people and they were laughing so hard it made me laugh. So go ahead and give a hand just to reset me on that one there. I'm pretty real today. I guess it's raining, I'm pretty real. So that's rude, but at the same time, not everybody goes to heaven and not everybody goes to hell. You will be also surprised at the last minute how many people just call upon the name of the Lord and they'll be saved. You don't have to go to church to go to heaven. You don't have to have all the bulletins to go to heaven. You don't have to pay your tithes to go to heaven. You just believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead and you're now born again. Heaven is now your home. Now, if you don't get in a group, you can live your life in hell. If you don't go to church, you can live your life through hell, not as in like literal hell, but a form of hell here on earth. So we got a job to do. I want to go to this text today, Matthew 28, verse 19. It says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. Baptism is important. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Go therefore and make disciples. So evangelism, I don't want you to look at it as a duty. I want you to look at it as a challenge and say, hey, I need to use my life to change a life. There's another scripture. It's not my notes, but it just came out of my spirit right now. It says, he that winneth souls is wise. So wise people tell other people about the life change that happened to them. And wise people go ye into all the world and compel them to come in. Compelling. You got to make it compelling. You know, the church is boring. I mean, I get it. I wouldn't want to go to a lot of churches. They sit there and talk. Good morning. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord. It's all politically correct, and it all sounds good. But I want to come to church on Sunday and learn something that I can actually use on Monday. How do I reach people? This is it. You reach people through conversation. Me and my daughter, we went to a pet store in South Florida this last week, and Nicole was out of town, so we knew we were probably pretty safe going in there, because if Nicole sees a dog, we're leaving with the dog. In fact, Don, will you go up and get the dog? We didn't buy this dog, but I just happened to think. Speaking of dogs, Nicole loves dogs so much. Woo, woo, come on, somebody. The big dog right now. No, but she's got. So we went in there. Everywhere we go, and I want you to do this, start sharing your faith. Now, what I didn't do is just go in and start talking about Jesus. I just started seeing that there was a couple people here that I could reach. And so Ashton's lived her whole life this way. So I was like, hey, yeah, my wife loves dogs. Yeah. Oh, here's my wife. She's on Instagram. My wife wrote a book. My wife, and they're like, oh my gosh, you know what? And then my daughter, by the way, she's a singer. Now she's listening to singing. They go, oh my gosh, your whole family. And then now I want to start following you, Ashton. So then we said, Ashton goes, hey, wait a minute. We have an event at church this week in our church in Florida, Friday night. It's called Rockstar. You should come with me. Not you're going to hell. Not you've got to be like us. Not if you want to see this puppy alive again. No, none of that. She's just having conversation. Then the next day said, hey, Ashton says, hey, guess who DM'd me? The girl from the puppy store. She comes to church, and here's a picture of her Friday night. There she is with my daughter-in-law. Come on, somebody, because that's what we do. Somebody ought to give God praise today. I'm not telling you to do something we don't do. This is what we do. I didn't bring holy water. I just did life. I just happened to hear the dog. I didn't even know this dog was here today, but I heard her barking when I went in. This is Nicole's special dog, Chanel. Nell, how are you, Nell? Nell? Definitely bad breath, but it's a cute dog. It's a runway model. Come on, Nell. Nell, come here. Come here, Chanel. Come here, Chanel. Yeah. Even our dogs have to work for money. They're like, if you want to eat, you got to entertain the people. Come here, Chanel. Good Nell. I take this dog everywhere with me. Take it to the bank. Let it ride the tube. Sometimes it even leaves a deposit. Come on, somebody. Okay, come here, Nicole. You go to your mommy. Watch this dog. See, who do you love the best? Who do you love the best? Anybody want to buy a dog? Y'all follow me right now? At the puppy store, invite. At Starbucks, invite. At Walmart, in your pajamas, invite. Put your pants on, go to Target, invite. Everywhere you go, there is somebody that is far from Jesus that you need to reach. Somebody ought to give God praise today. Go ye into all the world. Come on, Fairview. Come on, every campus. Weldon. By the way, Weldon Springs, there's a whole group of people here today that told me that. I said, why are you here? Well, we go to Weldon, but sometimes it's just so late. The church service starts so late. We want a 9 o'clock. So I'm just telling you that there's a bunch of people here that want you guys to start a second service. So let's give it up for Weldon starting a second service. I believe they will. Okay. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Mark 4:21. Watch this. Mark 4:21. Then Jesus asked them, would anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket or under a bed and shut out the light? Of course not. A lamp is to be put on a stand. So if this is a stand right now and we are the light that God is wanting to shine through, we don't hide it. We don't hide it. We place it up. And we're always thinking, how can I share my story of what Jesus did for me? And ultimately, not just invite people to church, do that, but if you have to, bring them. Go get them. Say, I want to take you to Waffle House. Let's just thank God for Waffle House. Waffle House is awesome. I drove by one the other day and the W was light was out and it just said Awful House and I still like it. I want to take you to Denny's. I want to take you to wherever. Go get coffee and then say, hey, I want you to come by real quick. I got a place I got to go. And then run them by church. And then we're funny. Just think about how much you've laughed already. This isn't a comedy bar. You're not drunk. You're sober as a judge on a Sunday morning. And that's how much fun we're having. Your friend's only regret is going to be that you didn't invite them earlier. So you don't hide it. The scripture said, one more time, put it on the screen. Every campus needs to see it. You don't put it under a bed. You put it up top so people can see it. Again, I'm not sharing these stories to impress you. I'm sharing them to impress upon you that it's not like, oh, you're a preacher, so you got to win people. Most preachers don't evangelize personally anymore. They just do it publicly and try to get you to do it. We do it everywhere. Nicole and I were about a month or two ago. We went to Ball Harbor, Florida. There's a little hotel there. We stayed there for a couple days to be alone because if you know anything about your kids, you can't really have a lot of fun if you've got kids and they're adults. Y'all hear what I'm saying right now? So, look, we're going to go home. We're going to have a party. We're going to be together. We go home and the kids are like, hi. And you're like, golly. You're uncomfortable with me talking about sex. But I'm telling you, it's good for me to talk about it because you want me loving her. Come on, somebody. I want to be with her. She wants to be with me. You're still uncomfortable. Come on, guys. We're adults. Don't act like you don't fill the nursery up. So we spent a few days there, and we went down by the pool, and there was this little family, and they were so cute, and, you know, dad had he's a white guy with long hair, and then the woman is kind of mixed, and they had these beautiful babies, and, you know, kids, and we were just watching, they were interesting. Somehow, me and Nicole just knew we wanted to keep reaching out to them. So we started talking about it. She had Meta glasses on. So that's how you really win people. You don't just come up again and go, I feel like that your family is too beautiful to go to hell. I really do. Cole said, hey, tell me about your Meta glasses. Oh, yeah. You can just say, hey, Meta, how tall is that building? Hey, Meta, book a flight. Hey, Meta, it was just unbelievable. And now we get to talk. And so, what kind of work you guys do? Well, my husband's an AI guy, and blah, 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 blah. And then we got them like, I said, hey, my Nicole, she used to be in technology, and blah, blah, blah. She was successful. I didn't do much. I was go get her. I took her to work, and then I'd go get her. Come on. Somebody. And then they start laughing. They're having a good time. And then now they start following Nicole on social media. And then she DMs Nicole and says, I've been watching all your stuff. And then Nicole says, hey, guess what? Friday night in Florida, where do you live? Oh, we live in Jacksonville. Well, she says, come down and see us. And afterwards, we'll go out to eat. So they drove four. They got a little kid. He's a little genius. He really is. Gorgeous little kid. He's Einstein. He knows every dinosaur in the world. And I said, how long did it take you to get here? And he said, 50 hours. 50 hours? It's a long time. But they came. And here's a picture of there she is. The girl in the middle is the girl at the pool. That's the mom. And that's the daughter. And then the son and the dad stayed in the car for 2.5 hours while all the shindigs happened. And then afterwards at 11 o'clock at night, I need to go, I'm old, I need to go to bed at 10. At 11 o'clock at night, Nicole took me to some restaurant bar and we had to entertain these people to midnight and we had to love on them and they got to liking us and then they DM'd Nicole and said, hey, they got great hearts. We loved it. When can we come back? We want to be in your world. We're binge watching YouTube. I'm here to tell you that you need to reach people at the pool. You need to reach them at school. Somebody shout amen. It's fun, by the way, using your life to change other people's lives. Luke 19:10. Check this out. Jesus Christ himself, the Son of Man. Why did he come? To get you a Cadillac? Buy you a second home? The Son of Man came to seek, save that which was lost. People are lost. They need help. And the mistake that we oftentimes make is we get to thinking that, oh, hey, you know what? Here's some false evangelism beliefs. People don't want to talk about God. They actually do want to talk about God. Especially if you go to the hospital, maybe your family's having a baby, but somebody else downstairs, their family is dying of cancer. And then they want to talk about God right now because people down deep in their soul know there is something more because they know they're somewhere. What if I die and I really just don't go to a hole in the ground? What if I really do go to hell? Or what if I can go to heaven? And then the devil, through Christian people oftentimes, has told people that, yeah, you got to clean up to come to Christ. And people feel like they can never measure up, so they never come up. Listen, I don't get in the shower like, I don't get clean and then get in the shower. I get in the shower to get cleaned. So we got to make sure that we're serving the gospel right, that God didn't come to condemn the world. He didn't point at people this way. He comes to love at people. So here's the deal. I wish I had it because there was a really cool video. I'll post it on I don't know if I can post it. There's a lot of cussing in it. There's a guy at our church. There's several fighters in Florida. One of them won last week. He won $900,000. These guys are legitimate fighters. And the one guy, I'm going to edit it for you, real cool, ripped up dude. He posted and tagged me so I could repost it. I couldn't repost it because of the language. He's like, man, if you're looking for a cool church, I got a cool pastor, and you'll love this unbelievable. My pastor told me, and I wouldn't go to church, but somebody invited me to church, the people that own the boxing club, they invited me and said, and when I came there, this guy, my pastor, PD, here's a picture of him. I'm smiling with him. He said, I want you to, you can smell like weed or smell like Creed, but come to our church and let God do something with you. And I'm telling you, get with me at church this weekend. We'll have time. There's a little thing for me to push, share. Oh, I was like, I want to share, but this is really out there. But guess who says, I come to church on Saturday night. I come to church on Sunday. I come to church on Tuesday. I'm in the men's group because somebody ought to shout amen. Because the people that got saved living together came to our church. Like, what's their names, Nicole? Pamblake's Boxing. I don't know. Wendy and Lou. Wendy and Lou. They're at church every service. Yep. Wendy and Lou. Hey, Mike Tyson. Telling Mike. Mike's in. You need to come see Mike tomorrow. I'm training Mike tomorrow. Like, I'm afraid he's going to bite my ear. Come on, somebody. People want to talk about God. Number two, living your life with kindness and compassion is enough. People think that's enough. It's not. Number three, let's go for that one. Number three, evangelism is a sales pitch. All you have to do is tell your story. What's in it for you? The feeling of satisfaction at knowing that when you get to heaven, there's going to be a bunch of people there that you helped get there. That's what's in it for you. Evangelism earns us credit with God. No, but at the same time, I believe it blesses God. Number five, evangelism is trying to win an argument. You know, some people are professional arguers. You know, I want to talk about, I don't believe in God. Okay, well, you will. But we're not here to argue with people. The love of God draws men to repentance. Find a commonality, hashtag meta glasses, puppy, whatever it is, everywhere, you're got an angle, and the angle is you're trying to keep people from going to hell because hell is real, hell is hot, hell is too long to let people go there. Can I get an amen for that today? Now, I want to go to this passage. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory in his might. That's a heavy scripture. Hell is a place of eternal separations from God. And the absence of the presence of God would be the worst thing in the world to have happen to anyone. Now, it's not going to happen to you. I don't want to be a fear-based with it. You got that covered. The song we sing it at church, cover. My shame is covered, covered by your grace, oh, no matter what I've done. No, so we're covered. But isn't it wrong for us to be saved and not reach other people? It is wrong. And if God said, the reason, we read it a moment ago, there's only one reason he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And if for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, if God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, then we should be giving our life to use it to change other people's lives. Invite, invite, invite. Bring, bring, bring. Keep asking. Because hell is a place, again, you don't want to go. Matthew 25, verse 41. It says, then he will say to those on the left, depart from me. You are cursed into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. I've had people say, why would God create hell if he's a good God to send people to it? He didn't create hell to send people there. It said here, he created it to send the devil there and his demons there. Unfortunately, but fortunately, he gave us free choice. Remember, Adam and Eve are in the garden, all the trees in the garden, and they decided they wanted to take the one tree that they weren't supposed to be taking. Remember this story? Because they had free choice and God didn't want robots, they had the right to choose and they chose wrong. We have the right to choose. That's why the Bible said, choose life. Choose life. Choose Jesus. And in the culture that we live in today, it's like, all puppies go to heaven. Everybody goes to heaven. Whatever you believe, that's fine. All religions are beautiful. And no matter what religion you pick, we all go to the same place. Here's the problem with that. It's a lie from the devil. Jesus didn't say, I am a way. You know, light peanut butter, Skippy peanut butter, organic peanut butter. No. This isn't a way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and alive. And he said, if anybody else comes in telling you any different, they're a thief and a robber. So we don't need to try to shove that down people's throats, but if you love people, and you will, and you do it right, you will become an attractional leader, and people will want to serve the Jesus that you're serving because it's not mean. It's compassion. It's empathetic. It's kind. It's tender. It's fun. It's loving. It's light. That's the God we serve. And many people feel like, you know what? Just too shy. You can do it. I got a feeling, I've seen this happen, you have as well, to where something really bad happened and people who didn't think they could be that strong all of a sudden possess the strength to help somebody. Because that's what you do. As Americans, and obviously our church is global, people around the world, I've found that globally, people for the most part are kind. And if people see injustice happening or something bad happening, for the most part, we tag team up on it and we come together in 9/11 moments or some robbery or something like that. Like we stick together, but we got to stick together early, realizing that the most traumatic and dramatic thing that can happen to anybody is that they die and that they're separated from God. So what do we got to do? We got a job to do. We got Good Friday coming up, which we go to church as a church on Good Friday. I don't believe you're a member in good standing if you cannot come to church on Good Friday. When Jesus died, you need to get, I'm just going to cost gas money. Church of Lives, we're at the drive. And if gas is too expensive, just hitchhike. Come on, somebody, just get to church Good Friday. And then we do a separate thing on Sunday to where you go and bring people, and we have this dramatic presentation at all the campuses, and it's moving, and it's heart-penetrating, and it's life-changing, because Easter Sunday is one of the biggest days in the world that people are expecting you to invite them to church. We need to do it. One last scripture before we go. Mark 9, verse 48. By the way, did this happen quick for you? I feel like we ran out of time really fast. No, just me. Okay. Sorry. Where the worm they eat, they do not die, and the fire is not quenched. You don't want to go there. There's a lady that I had the privilege of meeting as a young man. She's with the Lord now, but her name was Mary Baxter. And something happened to her and she died. When she died, she came back, but when she died, she went to hell. She did the most horrific thing she'd ever seen in her life. She spent about an hour in hell when her spirit came out of her body and she was horrified. And when they resuscitated her and got back in her body, she started telling everybody, I just went to hell. This is what I saw. And everybody thought, well, it's the medicine. Something's weird. But then for the next 20 years, she went around and her whole mission was to tell people what she saw and who she saw and the things she saw. And when she was telling the story, when I was a young man, I remember the hair just sticking up on the ends of my head, thinking, I don't want to go there, and I want to do everything in my power to make sure that hell is not full of people that walked past me. I want to make sure that hell is not full of people that I could have reached. I don't have to go to Africa to do it. See, my buddy on the front row, he was just sending me videos last week from Africa, and he had sent me one there, and he said, hey, look, this guy has no legs, and I prayed with him, and I got him saved. Then he went back the next month and sent back a video and said, hey, guess what, PD? I bought him a wheelchair, and here's the guy walking, going around in, somebody ought to give it up for Matt. He's in a wheelchair, now saved. He's a holy roller. Come on, somebody. That's what we do. We show kindness, we show compassion, and we reach people that are far from Jesus. Oh, I want to show you a quick little video. I asked a guy, he goes to Fairview Heights campus. You guys will recognize him right away. His name's Chris Ehring. Chris was invited by a guy who came to our church, a really bad, notorious sinner in St. Louis. Best friends with the Bushes and all that. I mean, this is a whole rat pack of craziness. This guy eventually gets radically saved, but he still had some ties to his past that held on to him. And he's sitting in prison today. I promise you, he would love to come to church today, but he can't. He texts me all the time from jail. But there's phones in jail? Yeah, they're called cell phones. Y'all will get it later. Cell phone. Not a car phone. They changed them to cell phones. And we have this communication. He texts me all the time about his kids, about his life. His family still comes to church here. But hear me yelling when I tell you this. Just because you got saved doesn't mean you don't need to get in a group, because groups are where life change happens. It's where people talk some sense into you and go, what are you thinking, man? Come on. What are you stupid? You need, raise your hand if you need somebody to go, what? You didn't raise your hand? I'm coming to hit you myself with this. Get in a group with life change. But he invited a guy named Chris, who was a good guy, Good family man, very successful, owns condo, the condos at the lake. But I asked him, so will you send me a video of why it's important to invite people to church? Look at this. It's out of his car.
Journey with Faith Church started a little over 10 years ago when one of our best friends invited us to go to church. We started attending church a lot of Tuesday night services to start with, and it seemed like every service the pastors were talking directly to us, and it was life-changing. Unfortunately, the friend that invited us to go to church made a bad decision in his life. He is now in federal prison. I'm so thankful that friend did invite us because it changed our life in many ways. From giving, God gave us more time with our family. It has been totally a life-changing experience. Most importantly out of this, I feel too that, one bad decision can change your life totally for the good or for the bad, like my friend. But I just can't tell you how important it is to invite people to go to church at Faith Church.
Come on, give it up for the Fairview Heights legend. Come on, you can do better than that. Fairview needs to make some noise. Casper loves the guy. Before we leave, I want to do this. I wrote some names on here: Jane, Bill, Tom. I want to kind of chuck this. You can catch that. You look like an athlete. Anybody got a name right now? Shout it out. A name that you know they're going to hell. Come on, somebody. You need to reach them out. Mike. There's a lot of Mikes. Mike's either the same Mike's going to hell or there's a lot of Mikes going to hell. Anybody else? Bob? Billy? Fred? Okay. Fred? Who said Fred? What's your name?
Zach.
Cool, Zach. I like the Patagonia vibe. You're probably the only hope to reach people for Jesus in your world. There's multiple ways to do it. I think they've got some things today on our parking lots where you can go tag the car, okay? You're like, well, I drive way too bad to do that, okay? No, you need it on there because the cops pull you over. They will not give you a ticket. It said faithchurch.com, I promise you. Plus, you'd be an encouragement to people to go, they drive terrible. The app, you can share the event. You can get online and say, hey, I'm going to text you. I'm gonna send the invites. Get on your Facebook. We make it easy. It's got the Easter trailer on there. And you're just reaching people. You're handing out those cards when you leave today. Everywhere you go, you want to say it, spray it, wheel it, deal it, make people feel it. All the way in the back. Ready? You sure you're ready? You guys don't look ready. Wait, look at that. Man, that guy's good. Come on, somebody. Way over here on the left side. Way over there, okay? Hang on. Hang on, one more. Bring me that camera. Here we go. Give me that camera right there. Ready? That camera? Oh, man, look at that. This is for you. Bam, you were paying attention. Come on, give it up for Jesus today, would you? I want to pray for you. I want you all to stand. I don't want anybody leaving right now. But I want to pray for you that you have the strength and the courage to reach people that are reachable, that are in your reach, starting today. Number one, every campus, raise your hand if you say, Pastor David, I was listening today and I feel I need to get more evangelistic. Come on, raise your hand. Let God see it. God, I pray that you move in and out every row, up and down every aisle. And God, I pray, Lord, that you would use your Holy Spirit to help people overcome and to connect with people, God. I want you, God, to allow people to connect with people that they've never connected with before. God, lead them and guide them and direct them in the way that they need to go. God, I decree and declare right now that the Holy Spirit of God would give them strength and power and vigor to do what they're called to do, because he that winneth souls is wise, and they're wise people. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said amen and amen.